So, thank you. Thank you. So, I'm really, really very glad to be here with you, and I want to thank, first of all, Professor Lee for this kind invitation, and, of course, the Italian Cultural Institute of Seoul that support my trip. I had some Korean students, but particularly I was very, very close friend of a student together with me in the Master of Architecture at CMU, that she was Korean and helped me a lot. So I'm very glad to finally, after 25 years, to have come in this wonderful country. What I'm doing is I'm running a little bit an interactive presentation here. So, okay, let's go like here. This is important to me because you are available to follow the presentation right now, or I mean when you are back in your computer, because the presentation is already on the net. Although there is a needle link. So you can go to see the presentation and to follow all the links that are the presentation and seeing the pictures. Just you go in my website, you just Google my last name, and then you have to do a little game and find the hidden link. And the hidden link is here. You see this is a logo of a magazine, On and Off. And then here. Oh, I lost it. I'll be the link. Oh, it's a little bit down. Just 1 second of patience. Okay, this is the group. This is my head, and here we are. So this is already on the net. So when you go home, you can follow everything here, although I'm doing locally now. So this is quite important, as you're going to realize. Okay. First of all, I think it is important to have some kind of interactive presentation in order to talk a little bit and to relate to the other speakers of the day, of this really wonderful session we had so far. And the topic that I was asked to develop for this conference was hybrid space, the evolution of hybrid space. So now we have to understand within which boundaries, within which understanding of the theme we are, and connecting to the other presentation. So I would say that in a world of today that is, of course, a world without boundaries, mentioning the first presentation today, and in a world of much more complexity, we are in a world that there are no more users, but agents, probably not only users, but players, all the different boundaries changed, and changed boundaries between disciplines as well, in a very strong way. So probably today we are not in the world of very well-defined disciplines, but these disciplines are merged one to the other. The idea of architecture that we had 20 or 30 years ago is a completely different one of that we have today. So within this framework of change in the moment that we already are in the moment that we are going to be in the future, I think this presentation will give you some ideas, I hope. So the topic is evolution of hybrid space. And I guess I have more or less half an hour. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman? I guess so, right? Okay, so I will run for half an hour. I hope it is correct. Now, in order to understand this idea of hybrid design, I had a walk recently around Rome, because I really had the need to see some Etruscan artifacts. The Etruscan are the population that inhabited Italy many centuries before Christ, and basically is the civilization before the Romans. Now, the Etruscans have a very specific way to deal with with nature and with existing structures. And basically what they do, they have also all the time an organic relationship with land, an organic relationship with the rocks, a complete marriage between the what we may intend as construction and what we may intend of architecture. Actually, it's really the first example of this, at least in Italy, of that merge. You cannot really define what is architecture and what is not architecture. You cannot really define what is natural and what is not natural. And I think this is a very important starting point for us to think about that. I'm telling this because we have to arrive to digital architecture. We have to arrive to the point to understand why certain issues that have been already present in some way many, many centuries ago are still very, very alive today and probably even more alive than ever because of the presence of digital technology. So I start from far away. Of course, that idea of hybridization of element of construction, element of landscape, element of nature, it is something that is present in the culture. It's a kind of imprinting of our culture in some part of the Italy, particularly in the central part. And this happens not only at the small scale of the residential scale, but also at some level of little urban actions that are actually a mix of urban action, residential action, natural actions, etc. So I am at the premise. Now let's try to make a jump. The first thing that we have to understand is exactly what is not an hybrid idea of design. Of course, it's something that we tremendously love. This is Brunelleschi, the moment of the birth of the new humanistic Renaissance architecture. Here, what we see a system that is a disciplinary system based on a set of rules of proportion, modularity, use of classical elements, and above all, perspective, within this world has been found a real discipline, the discipline of architecture as a separate set of actions. So we have to understand why we are not in that framework anymore, and then we are approaching instead a much more hybrid idea of architecture. And it's the idea of architecture that we are interested in today. So I went around and I wanted to find new pictures, real pictures of two important examples of that hybrid idea of architecture. And this is a garden of the 16th century. We are not far from downtown Rome. It's called the Giardino of Palazzo Farnese in Caprarola. What we really see here, it is an extremely interesting combination of natural elements, water, green, different aspects of the landscape, and built elements. And another aspect that we see that is extremely interesting, we see a lot of technology, among quotes, of course, because in order to have this system activated, we need a lot of know-how dealing with different issues of water pressure, how you bring the water there, how the water moves, etc. So, and this is already a moment of history in which the previous paradigm, the idea of the discipline of the architecture as based on a clear set of rules, has been challenged, very much challenged, is the moment called as the mannerist architecture. So I wanted to show these things just to put you in a frame, on that mental frame of hybridization, combination of elements. What is this? Why this is beautiful? It is only, is it an architectural act? It is a natural act, or is an art artifact? Is a landscape architect? At the end, what it is? We don't know. We definitely know that it's hybrid. And here we can see other things. always belong to the same architecture. Architecture is not the right word. To the same environment, I would say. Here is another example. It is a very important example and very little known. This is really the prototype that has been done in 16th century in Italy. It is the prototype of a lot of Baroque spaces. Everybody that knows Italy, and particularly Rome, knows that how much strong is the idea of the public spaces of places like Piazza Navona or Fontana di Trevi or Piazza del Quirinale. But it is interesting to see that all those large public spaces, they are of course completely hybrid because there is a combination of nature, technology, architecture, urban space, etc., and art. And in some way, the prototype of that combination is this little, I will call it, experiment. It's the Casino of Pio IV by architect Pirro Ligorio, done in the second part of the 16th century in the Vatican Gardens. This is really a prototype because it shows a lot of things, one related to the other, for the first time, and only later has been used in making urban spaces. So what we see here, for example, extremely interesting. First of all, we see that the land, the fact that there is a sloping situation, is put it in a very strong impact in the design. The project, this environment, plays with the slope. The slope becomes an important part of the design. Another aspect that we see and then we focus, the different buildings that you see here, they are not done individually as an individual pieces, but of course are done as an orchestrated system of actors playing around this open space. The open space becomes a kind of a stage where the life must take place. And all these buildings are also actors participating in the game. In some way, using the terminology of game, it is very interesting within this concept, and it is clearly coming stronger from the previous presentations. So what we see here is exactly what I just described, buildings that are conceived, one into relationship with the other, around an open space, the slopes that play the role, and a lot of what we may call design action of everyday life, citing again the previous talk. The interest is not that one to use a unified modular classical system as we see before, but in some way to open really the doors to the presence of everyday life, if you want. And here Pirro Ligorio is very famous to use memories from the archaeology time, from the natural elements, and from many other sources. They are combined in a kind of collage, all participating to this really hybrid idea that at the end is the idea of breaking the boundaries of a discipline intended as a closed system and open really the doors to the life, because at the end this is what we are interested in. Okay, here we see. And then I just put it one sepia image because these are too strong in your memory or your knowledge, I think, to be recalled. I've been working with students since many years on some of these issues, some at a scale that I would call conceptual, closer to art as a technique. In other cases, instead, very, very attached to design, but keeping this idea. So this, for example, are a series of interpretation of this area of Rome, and this is a really an hybrid product because it's a piece of fabric on which is imprinted the plan of Rome, that is moved and has a verso and a front, and you can do a series of actions within that. It's us between performing and performing, conceptualizing of certain things, things that brings to the design. Now I'll tell you why it's important to have this on the web, because you yourself can follow the links and have a much better idea of what we are talking about. Of course, now, so for example, this is the performance that was happening around there. Here, the different hats of the different popes were coming out of this, because you know that the popes are important, things like that. That seems to be a little crazy, but not in this environment. I know you pretty much understand where these things go, in which direction they move. So I will not follow the links, but these are important for you to know that are there. Now we have in some way to move to an idea that is an important idea in order to address the issues of my presentation, this idea of evolution of hybrid space. The idea is that in some way we are interested in some kind of a total design attitude. What does it mean? We mean that today we are not interested anymore to deal looking at specific boundaries between disciplines, but we have to develop strategies, complex strategies to attack a single situation, a single problem, and then we decide, or we can even change in the way, the actual materials, and I use materials in the broader sense, that you are going to use to attack this problem. There are no boundaries anymore between making something virtual, for example, using a lighting projecting system or screens or some type of performing arts, or actually making that wall in bricks or in concrete. And there is a lot of things between the two. And also, in many cases, we are open to different possibilities in order to attack a problem from, for example, the point of view of a user instead of the point of view of a builder, etc. So we are in a completely open system. And in a way, design with no limits means that. And on the other side, a very important aspect is basically we are interested in opening up to design a really a wide variety of activity that goes from, you know, really everyday life, from the product design, has always been to very, very large scale. This is evident, but this is important. For example, yesterday I was lucky enough and honored enough to be brought around Seoul, and I was to see the river, the artificial river that has been cut inside Seoul. Now, this is an incredible design action. It is definitely an hybrid action. In this case, at the scale of the whole city, I would say that it is really a planning action, if we want to think in a traditional sense. But on the other side, that is absolutely an hybrid action, because it is an action that put together in a completely new framework, a nature, landscape, use, product design, etc. So that is a typical aspect of this idea that design has no limits today, you know, and then can touch that action at the urban level and at the same time the design of a small object. Now, I was very, very happy to be here, because also happened in a quite informal way in this process of globalization and knowing each other in a very simple way also, and fast way. When I received the invitation of this conference, the general invitation, I asked Professor Lee if they knew any idea about my book series in Korean. And I don't know if they spent some time, but after that they were kind enough to invite me to be here, because I'm very glad of that. My little contribution to the field of information technology is this book series that it is now done in 30. There are 30 volumes of this. It started in 1987 in Italy, and then it went to English translation by Birkhäuser, and later we can see the Chinese edition, and actually it does exist, the Korean one, and the Chinese is pretty funny too, for me. And those? Oh no, those to the internet, sorry. So it doesn't have the internet, so that's a problem. Anyway, okay, now, within the book series, there are three books that specifically deal with some way or the other with this idea of hybrid thinking and hybrid design. These are the three books that really deal more with that. And both of them are called new flatness, new scapes, new worms. What does it mean, and what is the field of research that has been done here in these three books, and why this applied with the idea of the total design, and why this applied with the idea of the hybrid at the end as a result? Well, the idea is pretty simple, and it's pretty direct. There is a need in contemporary culture to look at how certain basic questions of our time, but I would say more general, all the times, can be reconfigured because of a digital environment, and can be reconfigured both, I would say, philosophically in terms of thinking and in terms of design actions. So these three books basically are pretty clear what they happen in looking at the subtitle. The first one, New Flatness, Surface Tension in Architecture, really shows a series of stratification around the idea of the screen of today. We are more and more in a kind of two-dimensional world, the two-dimensional world of the screen. We are surrounded by screens. So there is some kind of new bidimensionality in our time, but of course, never something as deep arrived in the world. So we know that behind that apparently superficiality, there is a real, real deep series of implication. So this is, in one word, what deals that first book. The second one, of course, deals with the new idea of nature, of the relationship between the artifact and nature within this digital world, within the world of the information technology revolution. And so it develops a lot in that concept, both philosophically and theoretically, and also with many examples in the digital architecture that deals with that. And this third one is the idea of the body, that of course is completely changed. We are in a body that is transformed in many, many ways, conceptually, physically, etc. So these three books are a contribution to this field. Now we have to kind of make a rotation and move fast to some examples that I wanted to show. And these are very few examples. Just they are selected because I think they are very, very interesting from this idea of the hybrid design, this idea of merging of fields, of making new environments, and in some way are really interesting. I will not discuss them in any length. I will just pinpoint them. And with the website, you can go and follow that directly because, as I said, all the information are already in the web. Clearly, this image is a key image about the idea of the hybrid design, the idea of this total environment within which we are working, and the idea that the architecture, what we call architecture, completely changed the status, merging itself with natural elements, taking forces from the other natural elements and give it back in a process of marriage with nature. That, of course, it is completely different than what we've seen here. It's a completely different way, but probably if we look with attention and kind of thinking more, I'm sure that there are much more similarities conceptually than we may think at the beginning. So the presence of the relationship between the artifacts and nature is becoming a central element of today again. And this is really one of the most strong impact that information technology open up to us, because we are able to do that technically, economically, and sociologically, etc., etc., because of the presence of information technology. This point has been stated very clearly already many than 20 years ago by Toffler with his third wave. We are really in that third wave after the industrial paradigm. So everything is changed, including this idea of relationship between artifacts and nature. So I'm showing two examples. They are listed correctly. They are both our friends, and I'd like to mention. This is Lorenzo Brusci. Lorenzo is actually a modern philosopher and a modern musician and a modern designer and a modern landscaper. I don't know how to call him because he's a mixture of all these things. He started as DJ, basically. Then he went to really being a composer of electronic music. And in a certain moment, he met another person that was called Passerotti, that they were dealing with gardens. And what they've done Giardino Sonoro, a garden of music, in which is combined the idea of the gardening with the idea of the music. And the music is performing music of modern time that he composes. Sometimes it is modified with different type of actuators or sensors or interactive things. This is a pretty interesting example. It's done in Florence, and it's done within a structure that is also able to react to the context. Particularly, there are traffics behind, close to this garden. So the music can work in a relationship with the traffic in order to play different roles. Of course, this is very successful now, but I'm not sure that you know this example. You can go and see everything from here. They are invited everywhere now. Yes. 2 more minutes. Okay. Well, this is Oxiata, that is an architect scholar that works with water. He really makes architecture in the water and having a reacting of different type of plastic in order to guide the formation of this this environment. What is this? Is this architecture? It is this water, it is just this eatable stuff, because actually indeed are eatable, we don't know, but it's very interesting. So I have kind of 1 minute for just all the second part of the conference, which is fine, because you can follow there. You can follow in the web. I wanted to show some work of my students and some work of the group that I found 2 years ago, that is called Nitro Saggio, and it is a group of researchers that actually deal with these issues. This is, for example, it's an urban structure that you can see here, done in Onicom, that can react to the environment in terms of pollution and other elements. This is a cemetery structure that it is done, of course, as an articulational landscape, but within it there are different technology, including this one, very interesting, to symbolize the grace, emit light, etc. So these are all real design. This is an experiment of an hybrid structure that was done recently in Sicily that incorporates bamboo kind of organization, elements of fiber lights, etc., and is intended to be used as a plug-in in the small town. These are some works of my students that in the normal course they do different type of hybrid structure. I will not go with that. If I have 1 minute, do I have 1 minute or I have to stop now? Let's make this transaction. Yeah. 1 minute? Okay. Right. Now, I wanted to show this this work because it's a very good example of what we mean as hybrid design, but at the same time, this is a real, real architecture. So it's a real project. It's not something like that. This is a picture of Borromini, one of the greatest architects of the 17th century in Italy, Baroque architect, many of you will know. Has been decided here in a situation of crisis in Rome in which a large part was cut by the highway done for the Olympic in the 60s to create a structure that is a combination of many different things. In one word, this structure acts as a bridge in some way to recover the cut of the highway to connect again the two parts of the highway. Evidently, this is pretty clear, who knows, who follows contemporary design, all this idea was based on a diagrammatic idea. These are all diagrams in the Eisenman terms, I would say, in order to understand how what kind of code, intellectual code and topological system can be studied. Here you can see other examples. And this also is related to the system that Borromini used to make his dome. So it's a complex diagram. What you see here is you see the project. What is this? This is not traditional architecture. This is an environment, an animal, an hybrid structure, a piece of life that stays there. At the same time, it is a museum because it is an innovative museum, because it's a museum dedicated to the work of Borromini in Rome, so it is important socially. You see other things here. And believe me, what I'm very proud of, this is a real design. So it's something that can be actually built, and actually we hope that some soon will be built. Of course, and then I'm finishing, this is very natural, a machine atmospheric, in François Roche terms. That means that this is an architecture that is not only is interactive, but is able to give back to the environment different things. It's able to clean up from pollution, etc. So it makes many, many things together. So, again, I'm very, very happy to be invited, and excuse me to show you too much things.